what made me, your question was, what has made me in myself, what I found in myself to be more sociable, right? Or to, you know, is that
how, yeah, you like the elements, like, you know, what are some tools that you have and what are some things that you do to be more social, okay, and to get along?
Got it. So simply, I say this, everyone looks outside themselves to find what they're trying to feel inside. And I feel like when you go inside yourself is where you find those answers. So the more, like, I'm transparent because I've done that work. And the more you get to know yourself over time and you analyze yourself and be honest with yourself in life, the sooner you do that, the sooner you're going to find peace within yourself and be able and love yourself, and I believe. And this is all from my own experience. The sooner you start being honest with yourself, you start to embrace who you are and get to know who you are and why you think the way you do, whether it be from your previous experiences in life, and just how you cut, yeah, your previous experiences in life, which develop the way you think. It's once you understand your temple, if you will, better, you're going to be that much more confident to go out and share that version of yourself with the world and want to engage and interact and learn about others, just to see where you may relate to someone else or where you differ, right? Mm-hmm. And I also say to seek peace within yourself and seek understanding of others. So when you constantly go out into the world and try to, just with a curious mind, you don't have to agree with everything everyone says, but if you have an understanding, at least you could be like, oh, all right. It just gives you a clearer perspective on the world you're living in.
Yeah, you could be a little bit more empathetic towards understanding, like, you know,
yes,
why someone thinks the way they do and why they act the way they do. But I feel like that requires, like you said, it requires a high level of not introversion, introspectiveness, or you have to be kind of introspective to a high degree where you really, like, not critically, but carefully analyze, you know, why I do certain things, how I come off and all that stuff. And it requires work. And yeah, you know, I feel like a lot of people don't want to do that. They kind of just want to.
It takes a lot of work. Like, I'm a confident person. I may have my insecurities and I'm still working on not holding myself back. I feel like we all hold ourselves back, you know, because out of fear of not necessarily a failure, but of being judged for the failure that whatever we're attempting to do, right? And I'm getting started on my own podcast and my own brand, and it's been up here for years, but I slowly, very slowly but surely, am starting to hold myself back less and less, and pursue those other endeavors that I have to see, to show what I have to offer the world in those ways. But what I was trying to get to is saying that we all seem to hold ourselves back, but the way to start getting somewhere is by going into yourself, doing the work. And again, it takes a lot of effort, but yet it's very simple. It's very simple. Just going into yourself, really? asking yourself. Literally, I've literally been butt naked in my mirror. You know, it's like saying and talking to myself about who I am and for the longest time, I've worked on my discipline, and I have great discipline in many ways. But sometimes I lack discipline with my diet, right? And look, I mean, I look good, whatever, but like I could look better. I could do better, you know?
Yeah, I feel that.
You feel me? And I'm like, I go, God damn it, Jay. And this is what I'm talking. I'm looking at myself in the mirror. I'm like, dude, you know you could do better. So what? It's not even an act of doing something. It's stop doing something, right? Stop doing this.
That's exactly right.
So right, this is I'm telling you, this is the open conversation that I have with myself, very as transparent as I can be, as honest as I can be, my natural self, looking in the mirror at myself, dead ass in my eyes in the mirror, and be like, yo, would you, your actions speak louder than words. What do you really want? Right now you're showing that this, let's say cookies or box of cookies, is more worth it to you than doing, than accomplishing this goal. And it's not just the physical, it's the mental, dude. It's like, mm-hmm. I'm like, damn it, what is stopping you? Why are you sabotaging yourself? Do you think you don't believe that you're good enough to do it? What is it? What? So having conversations like that, I think, are real important.
I definitely agree. And I've kind of spoken about that briefly in terms of just addictions and, flooding our brains with cheap forms of dopamine. And how that consumption pattern affects productivity, because when we overload our brains with scrolling all day, social media, and obviously this time that we're in right now is somewhat of an exception because people's options and outlets are limited, and I understand that. But in terms of normality, where we're constantly obsessed with cheap forms of dopamine that human beings aren't really wired to understand or even experience, it really has a direct impact on productivity. And one of the examples that I use is of pornography, where that floods the brain with artificial amounts of dopamine, and it really alters a lot of younger people's ways of operating. They don't want to go work out. They don't want to really work for the actual experience. They just want to virtually, experience it, in air quotes. And again, that's one example, but that kind of ties into your thing, because when they have that sobering and serious conversation with themselves, like, listen, I need to figure out, what I really want to do and why can't I get there and all that stuff, and trying to just have good discipline, that's when progress is made. But I want to ask you about, some of the things that you do to build discipline.
Things I do to build discipline. Well, I mean, I have a quote right here on my phone. It's my wallpaper on my phone. I'll read it to you. It's right there. It says self-discipline.
Right.
And it's this quote, if you will. It says, well, not really a quote. It's a statement. Self-discipline. This is one skill you need to work on more than anything else. All of your desires and goals will be achieved once you can master this. Affirm for yourself that you practice self-discipline every day. Make it a conscious effort every single day to move just one step forward in the right direction. You must truly want, and this is just so fucking true, you must truly want change in your life. And constantly be reminding yourself of your goals. Allow them to guide you and pull you forward. You are fully capable of achieving, you, me, everybody, you are fully capable of achieving everything you desire in life. And I the other night, I read this like 10 times out loud in my bed before I went to bed. It's been on my phone forever, but I try to keep that at the forefront of my mind. One of the first thing I keep at the forefront of my mind is gratitude. I live a life led by gratitude. And then behind that is my self-discipline, which I'm constantly trying to work on. I do something every day to move forward. My example would be working out. I do that every day. And this is, it's not about materialistic goals, which are fine though too, having things is cool, but it's about living up to my full potential, and that is just one way that I try to keep that
right
just I constantly remind myself, quite simply.
That's amazing. So you create an ecosystem where the information that you kind of consume is within, the discipline category. So you keep reminding yourself and keep moving forward and not fall into the trap of X, Y, and Z.
Great way to put it. I create an ecosystem for myself. I watch, or I'll put YouTube on and put on motivational speeches or music. I definitely watch, listen, I listen to rap and all the content out there that's just what it is, for lack of a better way to put it. You know what I'm saying? But I watch what I listen to and what I'm repeating and what is connecting to my head to be like, what's the words I'm looking for?
Register.
I pay attention to what I'm listening to, because I'm actually most times like dialogue from songs, I don't really pay attention. I'm listening to beat. And how it makes me feel. That's how I really listen to music. I listen to a lot of mantra dub, house, like things that affect my spirit and my soul and how I move. So to keep me, again, keep my energy in the space that I want to keep it in. I might be going off on a rant now, but yeah, that's...
No, that's a very good point you made, because I feel like there's a lack of awareness in terms of how, you know, things like these or things that you consume subtly affect the subconscious mind and how you feel and act in some ways to some degree, because, you know, you could be listening to certain kinds of music and you feel that it's entertaining, you like the vibe and all that stuff. But all of these things kind of add up and they shape who you become, especially if you're fairly young and you're developing and you don't realize like, oh, all these things actually, just the way you consume food, right? Like if you eat clean, you look better, you get leaner, you get healthier. It's the same way with consumption, where if you consume entertainment and rap and all the stuff that is, I have to be careful how I word this, but things that don't really provide you with that ecosystem like you have for discipline.
You know, I want to talk about something real quick. So like, okay, I'm a little bit older. I'm 39. I'll be 39 on Friday, next Friday. But things I think about are like style and okay, right now, and it's been this way for a while, but all the chains and all this stuff, going like, I have tattoos, bro, and that's fine. It's fine. I don't judge it. Whatever. Like, if people have it on their face, I question why people are doing that, and why people are so showy, in a way. Like, is it like, I pride myself on not needing. I pride myself. I'm empowered by, like, where the fact that I don't need. I have a condo. I have, you know, little thing. I'm not rich or anything, but I have a good life. But if it was all taken from me, I'm just as powerful without it. You know what I'm saying?
It's not part of your self-esteem.
Yes. I detach. It's not, the things don't, and I feel, I don't value things like that. So I wonder, or I question, why people are so caught up with having the biggest and the most and all that shit. And if they're the same person without it, you know what I mean? Are they value themselves by that? So like right now I'm actually really excited because I want to rent out my condo and I want to move into an Airstream and have a truck and live in my Airstream, rent out my condo and possibly document the experience of living in an Airstream. And the idea of doing that is very empowering, because I'm like, being a minimalist to me is empowering. That shows who you really are. The less you have and the strength and the confidence you have within that is who you really are. You know what I mean?
I definitely agree, man. I've heard this. I've heard many people kind of quote this, but one of the quotes that kind of stuck with me was Kanye saying, you know, they strip us of our self-esteem and then they sell it back to us in forms of name brands. And that really stuck with me. Like, you know, people really not only categorize themselves, but they look at themselves in a hierarchy. And they're like, you know, if I have certain things, like if I have a Gucci belt or whatever, and the other person next to me doesn't, I'm automatically higher on the hierarchy than them. Some people, not all people.
Yeah, but a lot of people, though.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, but You know, also some people like to have high quality stuff and they work hard, and we understand that. But the point is, like, people really make that their self-worth, and they really derive sort of their worth from those things. And that's very damaging to not only them, but to everybody else, because then, you know, there's kids that can't afford that, and they have to find ways to replicate or mimic that. And then, you know, that's why we have certain issues that we have in little pockets. But that's a very good point you made, that, you know,
they're trying to wear their confidence as opposed to just have it within.
Exactly.
And that's, again, that goes back to not doing the work that you need to do with inside yourself. You know, I want to be Tarzan, you know, the less I have on, you know, like, you know, that's how I'm like, I find more pride in that and more strength in that than having the best Gucci shoes or whatever, you know? Yeah, that makes me feel real good. I was going to say something else. Oh, another thing is I was thinking about the other day was how interesting how, like, people look at someone who's a maintenance man, a janitor worker, someone who does day labor stuff, the jobs that we don't want to do, right? Mm-hmm. And they kind of look down upon them in a way, right? And it's like, wait a minute, you wouldn't even do that. And just because it's like harder work, or, you know what I mean? It's just something you don't want to do. And I feel like we should value those people more as opposed to the latter, you know. Mm-hmm. And why is it that we do that? Why are we, I shouldn't say we, because I don't, but, like, why is it do people do that? You know, what is it that it says more about you as a person than it does about that other person? So I've that's just a question. I kind of
have, like, somewhat of an answer that I've, you know, developed.
What is it?
Consuming different kinds of information from various sources, but basically it's like hierarchy again. When, you know, going back to primitive times, animals, you know, where we obviously are an animal, but we also mm-hmm. operate in hierarchies where the top 1% are, you know, disliked by a lot of people, and, you know, people categorize themselves again like, yo, I'm above this guy in the hierarchy, so they feel good about themselves compared to. They don't feel good about themselves compared to their previous self. And mm-hmm. that's where the problem is. And I read this quote the other day where, you know, you should only, or comparison is like the thief of joy. And another quote attached to that by Hemingway was that, I don't know the exact quote off the top of my head, but it was something about this, where you shouldn't compete with other people, just compete with your former self. And I love that.
Compare, and like you said, comparison is the thief of joy. And what are people constantly doing? They're always comparing themselves. It's in so many people's, like, it's almost second nature to people to be comparing, competing. And in the industry that I'm in too, there's a difference between athletic competition and this thing of, like, and or healthy competition and this other way we're talking about. Because when I first got into this industry, I was like, I looked at it as I was competing for jobs against these other people. And now it's totally different. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not competing with anybody. I'm just, everyone has their take, their version of this character. And there's so many variables that come into play in getting these jobs. It's not even a competition. It's just every cook goes in there, gives their version of tamales or whatever the heck they're, you know, they're presenting, mm-hmm. and then it's whatever matches right with those chefs. So I look at myself, and I do what we're talking about. I compare myself to the older version of myself, and I keep working to get better and reaching my potential. I haven't reached my potential yet, but I'm working hard to do so.
That's amazing, man. I feel like your upbringing and all the things you went through as a child really have an impact on, you know, the kind of personality you develop. And
yeah, man,
have it easy from the beginning, you know, are more likely, I'm not saying always, but are more likely to develop somewhat of an entitled mentality where they look down upon people, but people that, you know, really come from nothing and then they get to a point where they have something, or I shouldn't even say nothing. They, you know, they come from a point where they didn't have as much as someone else, and they really understand humility and compassion and empathy, and their foundation is kind of rooted in those things. I feel like those are the people that really, really make, you know, an actual impact on other people in the world. Where
I can speak from my own experience, man. Like I, because I was trying to figure out why I'm so confident, and because growing up, I used to be called or conceited and different things. And I, because I used to, remember, I told you I used to be more quiet, and I think that reason I was insecure, but people would say, "Oh, he's conceited." Girls would say, "Oh, he's conceited, this and that." But shit, I was going somewhere with this. God dang it! Go back to what you were saying just a second ago.
I was saying your upbringing about being
the upbringing. So I go, what? Because it made me question myself too. Like down the line was as I came start to know myself more and be more honest with myself and be more outspoken about my confidence about myself and everything. People would be like, "That's what I think he is." And then it made me ask myself, "Wait, do I think too much of myself?" I started questioning myself. And I go, "Why am I so goddamn confident?" And then I got to a point to where I look back at my life and I go, "Oh shit! It's because of everything that I've been through."
Yeah.
It's everything that I've been through. Like I've already been through so much life, like real shit. That this acting shit wasn't like nothing, you know. I mean, I was like, getting my body to where I wanted to be is more of a challenge than this acting thing is, you know. Seeing the trauma that I've had through my life, I've had a major head injury. So the father who I adored beat my mom. I was molested. I was. Picked on for being fat and I was sensitive. So I cried in the shower praying to God when I believed in God, praying to God that I would lose weight, like just different, like all these different things, right? Having acne. That's actually for later on the line. But like I had so much impactful shit, traumatic shit happened to me at an early stage. And I was like, wait a minute, I went through all that. This ain't nothing. So, but I think that foundation, the upbringing, right? Being that that was my past and that's what I've already been through, it just made me more confident to be like, I've already been through a bunch of life. Did this say nothing?
That's amazing, man. And that's something, you know, I appreciate you sharing with the world, because I'm sure you do it. Every time you speak, I'm sure you kind of don't shy away from sharing that, because
nah.
Certain kinds of people do shy away from that after they reach a certain level, and they're like, "Oh, I don't want to talk about that. I want to bury that in the past." And you know, they don't realize that there's a lot of value in speaking about.
It's empowering.
It really is, man, because it really, like, kids listening that are maybe going through something similar can look at you and see hope, and that's a bigger currency and that's a bigger flex than wearing a Rolex or wearing a Gucci.
100%. Dude, the first time I ever spoke about being molested, I think I was like 15 or something, and this girl that I was talking to had told me something about that she had been through, and I just felt obligated. Like, I had it locked away in the back of my head, right? And I didn't really bring it up until that moment, and then I was like, oh, shit. It gave me a sense of relief, if you will, to speak on it, and I felt bit better. And then I was like, well, maybe it's because I was hiding that shit or whatever. I was trying to conceal it. But then the more I spoke upon it, it made me feel stronger, right? And then I've actually helped so many people just via social media, man, with so many different things, which is so fucking cool, dude. It's like I've helped people with weight loss, I've helped people with marital issues, I'm a therapist without being certified. And that's what I'm saying. Like my life experience and just all the things that I've worked on with myself, I share that with other people, and it's resonated with people. My truth has resonated with people. And then they've applied what I've done to their life. And then they've come back to me and be like, yo, I changed my mentality about this, this and that. And I left that relationship or literally lost 100 some odd pounds. I ended up going, I passed that test in school to forget what it was. But like all these different stories, and all I'm doing is sharing my life experience with people. Mm-hmm. And yeah, man, it's helped a lot of people. And so that's why I give so much of myself. I say this, I think we make life so complicated. And I believe if we simplified our lives and just worked, and this to some may sound unbelievable, which is unfortunate, but like if you work on yourself and work to love yourself and find peace within yourself and then share that love with the world, it would only make the world a better place. If we all did that, it takes training, it takes time, it takes real effort. Like, and there's sometimes where, you know, I don't have this energy, but for the most part, I do. But it takes training. That's what I'm saying. I call it lifestyle training. You know, I wake up in the morning and I look at life through a lens of gratitude, and everything that matters will come into focus. I'll say it again. I look at life through a lens of gratitude, and everything that matters comes into focus. Wake up in the morning. I woke up. I got air in my lungs. I'm so grateful to have air in my lungs. I'm grateful for the ability to get up and walk 10 paces to my shower. I'm grateful for the opportunity to be able to choose between hot and cold water. You know, like for real, dog. I don't gotta walk through some jungle filled with predators to go take a bath in a ice cold river. You know, and That's how I take each day, and I look upon those things. I could sit here and tell you about, oh God, this pandemic. I just had this great show come on TV, and I should be doing all these other gigs right now. I could be, but no, because the pandemic crushed, slowed work, and you know I haven't worked since last November, and my savings and all that stuff has been diluted. That's what I've been living off of. I'm not taking unemployment. You know, like I could be coming at you with all this shit. That is a different perspective, but how does that serve me? It doesn't. It doesn't serve my life. I'm like, okay, let me focus on what I have to be grateful for, and it amplifies my existence, because that's what you have control over. You have this. This is what you have control over. And when you learn to value yourself purely by how this operates, man, you're unstoppable.
That's amazing, man. That's honestly really good to hear, and a lot of people are going to find value from that. Again, I really appreciate your time, and please feel free to let the people know where they can find you on social media and anything else that you have.
You can find me at JJSORIA on Instagram and Twitter. And if you still have a Facebook, it's JJSORIA08.
Awesome, man. Really appreciate your time.
It's all love, man. Keep doing what you're doing.